Here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We are back live tonight after taking a week off for college basketball here on WYSL. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to close the book on the MLS season. Our two reporters were at BMO Field to see Toronto FC win their first MLS Cup and do the treble. Michael Lewis and Dick Howard will have all the information on their live reports on what happened in the match and the aftermath. It's a big success story for Toronto FC, and congratulations to all of our fans and listeners up in Canada and Toronto for a tremendous season for their club. We're also going to talk to Dick about the Club World Cup Final, which was over the weekend, the matchups in the UEFA Champions League Round of 16, the latest from the European Leagues, and Michael Lewis is going to give us analysis of the CONCACAF Champions League draw. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have the information as it becomes available during our second part of our show. There's five MLS teams involved in the CONCACAF Champions League, including Toronto FC, so we'll tell you all about that. We'll also give you the latest on the NASL U.S. Soccer lawsuit, the presidency of U.S. Soccer, what's going on with that, and the MLS player move. So much going on tonight. But Joe Sirianni's with us, and we're in the Christmas holiday room broadcasting the show tonight.
Beautiful decoration, Andrew. And as we approach the Christmas season, as we are in the Christmas season, you know, it's just so wonderful to be able to talk about soccer in a warm atmosphere. And while outside there, even though not too bad, you know, we still got a little bit of snow around that gives the Christmas spirit alive. Certainly, we have a lot of things to be contented with, and we enjoy good health, and we have a lot of things to be not too happy about it, because you know, as we know, a lot of things have happened with soccer in Rochester. And, it's discouraging to really put the real reason why and find the right answer to the problem. Although we know very well that, business needs to be, especially sports business, it needs to have fans to go to and assist in those games and pay the price, because
I'm still getting my lottery tickets. It's still $200 million plus. If I can win the big one, you know, we will still have soccer next year with the Rochester Rhinos.
Certainly, we hope for the best, Andrew. And I do the same thing. I hope and pray that there is a miracle, because things do happen in Christmas time. Maybe somebody with a lot of money comes forward and save soccer for the next situation. You never know. Well, I believe in miracles.
So do I. Well, unfortunately, we have some sad news to start our show tonight. We had a gentleman who has been part of the Rochester community in the media for many, many years. His father was one of the giants of Rochester media. He tragically passed away over the weekend. A member of WYSL, Kevin Meath, was a member of WYSL. He was the sales manager and helped us out on a number of occasions with our show. And we're going to want to bring bring in right now to talk a little about Kevin, the president and founder of WYSL, Bob Savage. And Bob, thanks for coming on. I wish it was under better circumstances, but we wanted to talk a little bit about Kevin and what he meant to the Rochester community.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the opportunity to be on Soccer as a Kick in the Grass. I guess this is a first. How long has Soccer as a Kick in the Grass been on the WYSL stations?
I think about 9 years.
At least 9 years.
I don't know why it's taken me this long to get on, but you're right. under these circumstances, it's unfortunate. Kevin Meath, a giant in Rochester radio and in media charities. Kevin, of course, had inherited a great legacy from his late dad, Eddie Meath. And, of course, Eddie Meath was for many years a host on WHEC Radio, later on WHEC TV 10, and hosted the morning show long before there were, like network-type morning shows. There was the Today Show, but, of course, the Today Show was on Channel 8 at that time. And before that, on Channel 5. So, but Eddie hosted a morning talk show, and he died much too young. At age 59, in 1963, Eddie Meath started a thing called the Eddie Meath Christmas Children's Fund because he had paid a visit to Strong Memorial Hospital and saw what he called threadbare toys that kids who were in the hospital, either for injuries or for illnesses, were being forced to play with this tiny collection of little worn-out toys. And Eddie had this penny fund where, you know, whenever you bought something retail at Midtown Plaza or at one of the retail stores around town, you dropped your change in this jar and it all went to benefit the kids. Well, Eddie died at 59. He was only 59 years old. And he was succeeded by Kevin. Kevin, at the time, was selling suits at the National Clothing Company. And was persuaded by some of the dear friends that we have in the business, Larry White and Jack Palvino, the guys associated with the WBBF and later on with WVOR, to get into radio sales. He became really a leader in radio sales with a company called the Lincoln Group, which eventually went on to own WHAM as well as WVOR. Well, anyway, Kevin really took that legacy from his dad and expanded it, with Kevin getting involved in all kinds of sports charity things, such as the All-Star Football Game and the Children's Miracle Day at Frontier Field. He was very active in the Sisters of St. Joseph, Holy Childhood, Heritage Christian Services. Golf was one of Kevin's great passions. He was a tee announcer at the LPGA for many years and was an avid golfer and a food aficionado. So nothing Kevin liked better than a cold beer and a big steak. Unfortunately, Kevin was going home from his weekly sales meeting with yours truly. He came out to WYSL Friday mornings. We would sit and we'd talk about everything from soup to nuts. He was on his way home in Henrietta, and he was T-boned at the intersection of 390 and Jefferson Road by somebody coming off the exit ramp at a high rate of speed. Kevin had had some health problems in recent years and was on a lot of blood thinners, which really proved to be his undoing because he sustained some serious internal injuries in that three-car crash. He was rushed to Strong Memorial, and because of the blood thinners, they were unable to stop the bleeding, and so he bled out in surgery, and so we lost Kevin on Friday.
That's very, very sad. I mean, Kevin was also the president of the Press Radio Club, and he was also big with the Challenger Baseball, which, Bob, tell us about that, and what that is, and how he was involved with that.
Well, basically, the whole idea was to allow kids who are disadvantaged or kids who might be have limited abilities to participate and to get the feel of playing baseball. And it was a great fundraiser as well. He was also involved in the Hot Stove League, the winter baseball luncheon. Ironically and sadly, that was to have taken place this past Saturday. And it turned out that Tony Wells had to fill the shoes of Kevin emceeing that event. Tony always called Kevin the equipment manager for the Miracle of Challenger baseball thing, and it was just a lot of fun. 140 people showed up for that fundraiser, and unfortunately, it turned into kind of a somber event as opposed to a festive holiday event on Saturday. But Kevin will be missed.
He certainly will, Bob. And you know, it said he was a very important member of WYSL, and we're all very sad. And his funeral service, I believe, are tomorrow, if I remember reading right.
I think it's Wednesday.
And I think donations can be made to the School of the Holy Childhood in his name, one of his favorite charities. So, again, very sad, and we're hopefully, you know, we pray and wish well his family and all the people that knew him, including you, Bob. I know it's a bad, terrible loss.
Well, guys, I appreciate that. He was a great friend. As a matter of fact, as soon as I'm done with you guys, I'm going to hop in the car and go in and chat with his widow. And I want folks to stay tuned because it's perhaps the saddest of ironies that a family which has had a history of two generations of helping the disadvantaged at Christmas time is itself in need at this time of year. And I want you to stay tuned to WYSL, to social media, and to other media sources, because we're going to be mounting a fundraiser for the Meath family, because Kevin and his family had a tough time the last few years, and his widow has literally nothing right now. And she needs medical assistance. She needs oxygen. She needs help. And we're going to be touching all of you folks in Rochester to give back to the family that has given so much to our community and has shown us so much love, especially during the Christmas season. We need you guys.
Bob, thank you very much. And certainly we do our part. And please wish them our condolence and may God bless them. And in this time of, you know, in this time that everybody celebrate Christmas and they are in a bad situation. So thank you, Bob, and please, on behalf of Soccer Kick on the Grass, express our condolence to them.
I'll certainly do that. Andrew and Joe, thanks so much for the opportunity to come on your show tonight. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for maybe a local soccer season this year, right?
Let's hope so.
Well, there'll be soccer one way or another. There's always soccer going on in Rochester. Whether it's going to be at the downtown stadium, that remains to be seen. So,
you know what? I'm just going to point something out here, everybody. You know, the greatest miracle that has ever affected mankind took place at this time of the year. Think about that.
Yep. Let's hope that the miracle will help.
I'm getting my lottery tickets.
Amen.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to both of you. God bless.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Savage, the president and founder of WYSL Radio. And again, if you want to donate to Kevin Meath, his family, there'll be information at WYSL1040.com or go on to Facebook, Twitter, the WYSL1040 handle, and there'll be information about that. And we'll certainly have that when it comes up on our next show, which, by the way, our next show is going to be the day after Christmas. Tuesday, the 26th, we'll be on for 2 hours for our year-end show starting at 6 o'clock. So please mark your calendars. I have a lot of guests, and we'll be talking soccer for a couple hours on Boxing Day, traditional day for soccer in England, Joe.
In England.
And speaking of England, we'll be speaking to a native of England. Coming up next, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk about Toronto FC. We'll talk about what's going on in Europe and around the world of soccer with Dick Howard next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And before we go to Dick Howard, Joe Sirianni has something he wants to mention to all of our listeners.
You know, Andrew, there is some time that you meet a lot of friends and a lot of people that you become acquainted with. And then all of a sudden, you know, I had the opportunity to find out today that my friend Wayne Fuller is in the hospital with kidney failure. And I hope that all goes well for him, and I pray for him, because we've been friends for him for a long, long time, and he's a dear friend of mine. It's, I can't say too many good things about him. I can't say no bad things, because I don't know any bad things that he ever did. So, but I wish him well, and I pray for him.
Another giant in the Rochester area media, of course, the former voice of the NASL Rochester Lancers and a host of this show as well at one time. So
yes.
We'll all certainly have our prayers going out for Wayne Fuller as well. Our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. David Olivo, DMD.com is the interactive website, or give the office a call at 328-3382. If you're having trouble with your teeth and like to make an appointment to talk to the doctor, talk to Dr. Olivo, or get your teeth cleaned. We certainly encourage you to do that. Joe and I both go to Dr. Olivo, and he's one of the top dentists in Rochester and a big supporter of soccer, especially youth soccer in the Rochester area. Well, Dick, good evening, and welcome to the show. A lot of things to talk about, but I know that we're all praying for Wayne, and hopefully everything will go well.
Exactly. I've had many discussions with him, and I certainly do in this time, you know, and my condolences, obviously, with the other in with regards to the station. Always hits home when you know somebody.
Absolutely, Dick. Well, Dick, obviously it was a big week for Toronto FC. Boy, I mean, it's been a long, long time in coming, and I know you, for you being a Toronto native, it had to be something very special for you as a former player and a dignitary in soccer that...
And a member of FIFA.
A member of FIFA. That this had to be so thrilling and so happy for you to see Toronto FC not only win the MLS title, but do the treble, the championship, the league, the regular season title, and the Canadian championship.
No, it's been a memorable moment. You know, it's certainly from going in and seeing the team's training on Friday and talking to all the parties concerned to being at the game on Saturday and then in the parade on Monday when thousands hit the streets of Toronto. It's just a sea of red as the team was acknowledged at City Hall in downtown Toronto. It's just remarkable. And as you rightly say, it captures the imagination that everything was red, you know, over the weekend. And it certainly were full value for their win. And it didn't look as though it was going to be that way because the way Stephen Fry was playing in the first half, we thought, uh-oh. But thankfully, Jozy Altidore and Jovinko combined and got the all-important goal, and the rest is history. But it was a marvelous time, marvelous atmosphere. Hearing a crowd of 30,000 singing the national anthem is quite remarkable.
Dick, what happened? Describe what happened after the game was over and the celebration that went through Toronto a little bit.
Well, it was great. I was down, you know, talking to the players in the dressing room, was littered with champagne bottles and everything. They were really enjoying themselves. But I think in talking to two people that really were instrumental, in addition to Coach Greg Vanney, is Bill Manning, the president of TFC, and Tim Bezpachenko, the general manager, certainly to be congratulated because it was quite a remarkable performance. And a team that, as you rightly mentioned, over the years have underachieved, and now they've finally got it. And as you say, Andrew, three championships, it's great. So they're looking forward to the CONCACAF Champions League, and they'll know out very shortly who they'll be playing or which group they'll be in, right?
That's right. Yeah. The announcement's going to be starting at 7 o'clock, and we will have that right here on our show. As long as time permits, we will have that information for everybody. So we'll see who Toronto plays. It might be potentially be Colorado, was the only MLS team in the second group. All the other MLS teams are in group one, or they could be playing Saprissa is one of the teams they could be playing, which would be a tremendous matchup. But we'll let you know as the evening goes on what's going on with Toronto. But
it's great because they reached the semifinals in 2012. Has been their best performance thus far, but they were certainly focused and saying, look, we've got to get back into training early, we'll find out our schedule, who we're playing. And that's the next target. And when you look at the performance of Pachuca, you know, they just lost after extra time to Gremio, who lost 1-0 to, yes, Real Madrid and Cristiano Ronaldo. It would be remarkable if a team from CONCACAF could get into the final. It would be a tremendous happening. And certainly if it's a team from North America, even better.
Absolutely. It's been a long time. The LA Galaxy was the last team from MLS to win the CONCACAF Champions League. So it will certainly be it's going to be tough, though. Mexico is dominated. But Saprissa, Herediano, both of Costa Rica, Montagua of Honduras, Tauro of Panama, Santa Tecla from El Salvador, Chibao from the Dominican Republic, and Olimpia from Honduras, another famous club.
They're in some strong club teams. And Tigres, I think, did exceptionally well, didn't they? University at Autonomia, UANL, Monterrey. Fantastic.
They're in pot one, so Toronto wouldn't face them in the first round, but it could be in later rounds. So we'll see how that breaks out. But you mentioned the Club World Cup again. Real Madrid winning it, no surprise. Cristiano Ronaldo is the man, as usual. I feel bad for Gremio, though, because they've never won a trophy of that magnitude, and they really wanted this. It's the first time I think they've ever been to this far.
Well, it looked, you know, they certainly were more than competitive, and it took a remarkable free kick by, guess who, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, but just amazing. I think that's, what, the fifth trophy in 2017 for Real Madrid?
You know, it's amazing to really talk about Cristiano Ronaldo and his ability, you know, to score and his ability to do the things that he does. I always wonder, some people are born with certain things that they know how to do. And Cristiano Ronaldo is really the epitome of a complete soccer player.
Yeah, he has that swagger, doesn't he? It's just tremendous. You love him and hate him at times, but, you know, he's been recognized as being the most outstanding player in the world with the Ballon d'Or, and he certainly lives up to it and is a remarkable player to have on your team.
The move that he has, you know, the ability to control the ball and make space for himself. That's the key thing. He always makes space for himself, and his teammates, they know his habit, and they put the ball there where he.
The other thing he does, he can score in so many different ways. I mean, he's not just a one-footed player. He can score with his head. He scores with both feet.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a player that in the round of 16 of the UEFA Champions League, Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain, with Neymar leading the way. What a marquee matchup that's going to be!
A match made in heaven, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great one.
Neymar once proved that he's better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Which is why
he's
players
got a chance
of that
now.
Caliber.
Yeah.
Tremendous matchup. That's going to be first leg February 14th. The other first legs in that week, Juventus against Spurs. Juventus will play at Wembley Stadium, Joe. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I don't think so. I really don't think so, but... you know, I know that you're favor, you know, you're...
Well, I'm not favor of Spurs. I'm favor of you. I'm favored of.
But I think that they prepared, the Juventus is preparing for this big match in a big way. And if they win Saturday against Roma, that makes the whole thing even better.
It's going to be a great tie there, that one. And the other ones on that week is Basel and Manchester City. We'll talk about Manchester City in a second because... right now, they're the favorites, I think, to take everything. And Porto will be against Liverpool. Dick, interesting matchup for the Reds of Liverpool. Porto is certainly a capable team that could be a surprise.
But so is Liverpool, though. Played a great game the other day.
Yep. So what do you think, Dick, about those matchups?
Well, I certainly, you know, Manchester City, the way they're playing, as we'll discuss, I'm sure, in more length, we could talk with them about all the show, right? City doing so well, but Basel Manchester City, I think City, yeah, they'll be too strong for the Swiss team. Porto, Liverpool, the way Liverpool are playing, you know, I think you have to put your money on them. But Sevilla, Manchester United, that's going to be a very good match. And of course, the one you're looking at, Andrew, Chelsea, Barcelona again.
So much history between those two teams. Well, that's because it's the second week. The first four games I mentioned played
the week
of Valentine's Day. And then the second week, we've got Sevilla, Manchester United, Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine against Roma, which is going to be, I think, a very interesting. That could go either way. Bayern Munich and Besiktas. Boy, Bob Turgut, I'm sure, is going to be happy with that one against the German champions. But Chelsea, Barcelona, I mean, I just remember
the Bayern. Besiktas is great for the Canadian content because Atiba Hutchinson, who plays with Besiktas, the midfield player, plays with our national team, was judged to be Player of the Year in Canada recently. So he's certainly living up to his reputation, and I wish him well in that game, which is a tough matchup, probably, against Bayern.
But it gives the world a chance to see Atiba Hutchinson, who played right here in Rochester at Frontier Field for the Toronto Lynx back in the day. Again, he'll be on this big stage against one of the biggest clubs in the world, so it should be great to see that. But Chelsea-Barcelona, I just remember that semifinal series when Chelsea did what nobody thought they could do, is that hold Barcelona to a draw at the Camp Nou Stadium and go on and win the whole thing. That was one of my favorite memories. I'm not a Barcelona supporter by any stretch of the imagination, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not real confident about it, given Chelsea's up-and-down season, but we'll see what happens there. But, Dick, you mentioned Manchester City. I mean... what they're doing right now is off the charts. I mean, I looked at their schedule. I mean, they may not lose a game until February with the matchups they have right now. They still have to go to Arsenal, and I believe they have to go to Liverpool. But they have a chance to equal Arsenal's mark, or maybe even better it, depending on how they do. Because Arsenal that one year did not lose a game in the Premiership. Right now, Manchester City 16 wins and one draw, 17 wins and one draw, 16 wins in a row. It's incredible.
Just remarkable. You just can't see any weakness, can you? Either they've got depth right from goal right the way out to the front players. And Kevin De Bruyne is just amazing everybody with his performances. But, a lot of credit to Pep Guardiola. You know, he's got them playing the way he wants them to play. And it's quite remarkable to see how they're beating, you know, Tottenham Hotspur are a good team, but they were made to look very, very ordinary in that 4-1 defeat at the weekend. Just incredible. In fact, there was a comparison made. They said, well, the Barcelona team coached by Guardiola was a Ferrari. This team is like a super tank that just plows through opponents.
I was going to say a Lamborghini, maybe.
The comparison of the time was that they just blow teams away. You know, they're just unstoppable. And
Well, Dick, I'll make a prediction right here.
The football is great, and it's great because of course, the rivalry in Manchester with United and City.
And that was a great victory they had at Old Trafford. But I'll make a prediction right here. Manchester City is going to be drawn against Barcelona somewhere in the Champions League draft. it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Of course, that would mean, of course, Chelsea loses, which, again, I'm not real confident about Chelsea and Barcelona. It could happen. We'll see. But there's some big matches over the weekend. We've got, you mentioned, Roma against Juventus.
That's
a big match in Italy.
Big match because there is only 2 points, one or 2 points dividing them from the top. But of course, you got to worry about Napoli too. So, but you know, there is the Italian league is so close within, and the first 10, there is two, 3 points difference that a game can make a whole difference.
And then there's a little game called Real Madrid against Barcelona this weekend, starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday. And that's obviously
amazing,
very important.
Isn't it? Yeah, and you look at Barca, 16 games played, 42 points, and Real Madrid, 15 games and only 31 points. So Real need to obviously get full points for that one. But I'm very surprised, and I thought you might have mentioned about today's game in the Premiership.
Yes, Everton did very well today, winning 3-1 against Southampton.
I don't know if you saw the game, but Everton on a bit of a roll at the moment under Big Sam.
Yes, and interestingly enough, there's an interesting game on Saturday between Everton and Chelsea at 7:30.
I know we're going to have a bet on that one, that's for sure.
That's a game we played in at Goodison Park. So
it's at Goodison Park, so you'd have to put your money on Everton, wouldn't you, in that game?
I'll bet on a draw.
No, I bet on everything.
Yeah. Well, Dick, I know this is we'll have a chance to talk to you before the holiday. We have our show on Boxing Day, where we'll have all the results for the big Boxing Day matches. But I want to wish you and Anne a very Merry Christmas and hope you have a wonderful holiday. And we'll be talking to you.
Great.
The
same thing
after.
For you, Andrew, and your family, the cats, and Joe, and the family, and sort of all the listeners of the show. Wishing all the best for the festive season and for the new year, and we look forward to getting back to business on the Boxing Day. Is that right?
Boxing Day, yep.
Buon Natale, yeah.
Buon Natale, Joe.
Buon Natale.
Merry Christmas, Dick.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye, Dick.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And again, our next show will be Boxing Day, December 26th, 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. And we'll certainly have all the results from England on the big Boxing Day, traditional Boxing Day matches. Most of the teams will be playing. I think a couple play on the 27th. But we'll have all that for you on next week's show. But coming up next, we'll have Michael Lewis, the U.S. Soccer Report, and we'll talk to you about the CONCACAF Champions League draw that's starting up just in a moment or two. We'll give you all the details on that as it happens here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria with 30 locations plus in the Rochester area. One number to remember, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Of course, great Christmas gift will be Salvatore's gift cards for stocking stuffers for your family, your friends, your coworkers. And, of course, if you're harried and doing lots of stuff during the Christmas holiday, you don't want to do some, you don't want to cook, go to Salvatore's. They have a full menu delivery, and they say they can deliver everything but babies, and they have everything from pasta to ribs to pizza to sandwiches.
They're and donuts as well.
Yeah, if you go to Donuts Delight, yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
So definitely a place to go, Salvatore's, and we're very proud that Sam and Salvatore's family are a part of our family here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. How are things down in the Big Apple?
So far, so good. I don't know if I'm going to be interrupting something that you're going to say, but I heard about Wayne Fuller, and only the best for him, and my prayers and my wife's prayers for him. I got to know Wayne during my Rochester Lancer days, a professional. He was, and I still think is, a professional announcer in so many different ways. He might not be announcing these days, but he had a way of getting the point across, even with some unique humor as well, too. So only the best for Wayne, and all my prayers for him.
Actually, Mike, he was the announcer for the Batavia Mad Dogs, and he worked at the bus terminal. So he kept himself busy, and I too, you know, said before, on the previous segment that, you know, Wen was a gentleman. And
he still is a gentleman.
Yeah, no, he's still a gentleman. I mean, it was in the period that we got together, and he still is, like Andrew said, and we hope and pray for him that he gets well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm watching.
There was a, if I could just ahead, say, Jim, one game in 1979, Rochester versus the Toronto Blizzard. And no matter who was playing, there was always crazy stuff happening. I think at one time, if my memory serves me right, Ibrahim Silva, I think, blocked a free kick from 7 yards with his rear end, and Wayne said something to the effect, now this is soccer, very similar to a line that was said during that great movie Slapshot. Wayne understood that it was just crazy moments in the game, and he put it into proper perspective.
Absolutely. Well, we are watching, I'm watching live the CONCACAF Champions League draw. They're doing some little snippets of stadiums and the different teams. Hopefully we'll have the actual draw happening during our show. If not, you could definitely check it out at the CONCACAF.com site. So we'll keep everybody updated what's going on there. But, Michael, let's talk about the MLS Cup Final. You went to every single one, the only reporter, the only media person to be at every single MLS Cup Final. How do you rank this one compared to some of the others that you were able to witness?
Well, first of all, much better than 2016, although this game was a lot more one-sided, but the right team won. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, Toronto deserved it. We just, you know, Stephane Frey stood on his head for the first hour of the match until Jozy Altidore managed to solve him. And then they obviously added an insurance goal deep into stoppage time, there's, you know, they just dominated it the game, and I rarely can recall that a MLS Cup final has been dominated like that. It seemed like they had the ball for 80% of the time in that first half, even though I think it came out to only barely two-thirds, but capped a fantastic year for Toronto. The right team won the championship, period. You know, very rarely do we see the supporter shield team winning the MLS Cup. And this time they did. And they you have to remember, during the regular season, they set all sorts of records. And now it's a team that's going to be remembered for a very long time. Are they the greatest team? Perhaps. I'd like to see them do it a second time in a row, if it's possible. If not winning the double or the Canadian, if you want to call it the treble, if you add the Canadian championship, but I'd like to see them win another MLS Cup as well, too, because that would say something about a mini dynasty. In MLS, there aren't that many dynasties per se, but you have mini dynasties, and that would say a lot about Toronto.
I would say this, if they can make a run in the CONCACAF Champions League and maybe win it, that could cement them as maybe the greatest MLS team we've ever seen, because this team has the pedigree and the experience and the talent level that could compete against the Mexican teams. When you've got a player like Sebastian Giovinco, who's a world-class player, you've got Altidore and Bradley and Vasquez, all these great, talented players. They could be dangerous, and they're getting ready to do the draw right now. We'll tell you who they get drawn against. But what do you think, Michael? Do you think this Toronto has a shot to win the CONCACAF Champions League?
It's funny you mention that. I haven't been able to write the story yet, but I was talking to Toronto President Bill Manning in the locker room after they won, and that's what they want to do. They want to become the first MLS team to win the championship. And you know something? Wouldn't put it past them at all. You're right. I think they do have the pedigree and the depth to pull something like that off. They might talk a big game, but they also play a big game. And when you have someone like Giovinco and Altidore up front, Michael Bradley in the midfield, and he played a fabulous defensive game, by the way, in the final. And then you've got some excellent other parts of the team. And when Armando Cooper, member of the Panamanian national team, who can't even break into the starting lineup, that shows you how deep this team is. So, yes, I think this team can go very far in the CONCACAF Champions League, if not win it all.
Mike, did you get a chance to talk with Jovinko?
I did not have the opportunity, unfortunately, no.
Oh, well.
he played a great game. I tell you, the pace
he
of
set
that
up
game,
the game-winning goal.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what I like about the 1-2 punch up front is they're entirely two different players. Giovinco is, you know, he's more skillful than Josie, and that's not a mark on Josie, but obviously Giovinco also is fabulous on set pieces. You could turn, you know, a mediocre, you know, a 28-yard foul into a goal like that. And Josie is just, you know, he's got pace, he's got the physical end of things, and I think they work well together. And just really can't ask for a better 1-2 punch. And again, you know, you've got Vasquez in the midfield, and I think they're going to have to keep a good chunk of the team, but they're also going to have to, you know, bring in a couple of new parts as well, too. But they've got a team that can go a long way.
And Eddie Johnson is doing the part of the draw for the CONCACAF Champions League. He's on camera right now, the former U.S. international. So getting ready to draw very shortly. But, Mike, while we're waiting for that, what's the latest on from the NASL and the U.S. soccer, the situation? I know there was a hearing or a preliminary hearing or something that happened over the past weekend.
Yeah, on Friday there was a hearing in appellate court. The NASL appealed its decision from the Eastern District Court of New York on October 31st. It was a very, very short hearing. Both sides got essentially 10 minutes. No really new arguments. The feeling, and I attended it, the hearing, and the feeling I got was I would give the advantage right now to U.S. soccer. I'd be surprised if the NASL gets a preliminary injunction so they could move on and continue as a Division II league. You know, perhaps they're talking off the record right now, you know what I mean, trying to maybe get an out-of-court settlement because it would help both sides. One, U.S. soccer would not have to have its dirty, so-called dirty laundry put out there, and the NASL will continue. But there are so many factors involved. I don't know if this can be done in time. If it's not done in time by the beginning of the year, I'd be surprised.
Mike, what's your take on U.S. soccer, you know, this election for coming up in February? What do you think? What's your take?
It's, you know, it's wide open right now. You know, without an incumbent running, you make a case for several of the candidates. I think, you know, Kathy Carter, because of her background with some, has to be considered up there. I mean, a lot of people see her as a replacement for Sunil Gulati, the incumbent who decided not to run for an unprecedented fourth term. I think Eric Winalda is a popular choice. Of course, the youth and adult soccer associations don't know if he has enough votes, but if some of the other candidates drop out, perhaps their votes will go to him. Now, I'm putting the cart so far in front of the horse, you can't even see the cart, but that's just my gut feeling. It's wide open, but you do have two front runners as well, too, because you never know if Kyle Martino, Paul Caligiuri, Carlos Padero, perhaps they could pull in some votes from somewhere.
One of the things that I want to ask you, Mike, is that, you know, Sunil Gulati, there was a deadline of October 27, I think it was, that, you know, all the nomination had to be there. And he waited until afterwards to announce that he wasn't running. So what happened to his votes? I mean, I don't think that anybody
was endorsed. Was allowed. We're talking about
His endorsements, yeah.
His letters of recommendation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who picked up those things? There is no other. They were not transferable. Am I correct?
They're not transferable. You know, I don't know what happened to them. The one thing that I think, you know, would not be surprised if anyone backed Sunil Gulati. They might be backing Kathy Carter. I say might. I'm not, you know, but,
yeah, but
that's just that feeling.
Are you telling me they're able to change it? I mean,
I'm not talking about the nominations. I'm talking about the votes. I mean,
I see.
That,
yeah.
We don't know who nominated who.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the general vote. I don't. It was pretty late in the process when that happened, and I just don't know. I wish I had an answer for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Michael, there's a couple things I wanted to ask you about this. Number one is this rumor about a new position that U.S. Soccer is going to create called the general manager, who would be responsible for selecting the U.S. national team coaches. And this takes it away from the presidency from the president's role. It seems to me that's being done on purpose, and there may be some kind of a favorite who's a non-soccer person for the potential president's role. And the second thing is, we forgot one name that's put her name into the ring, and that is Hope Solo. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the general manager position is doing it so late right now, I'm scratching my head on that one. I just think the entire board should get together and vote on that. It's not necessarily the president, but maybe the president brings up, okay, I want Coach A, and let them debate about it. I think that would be better off. Hope Solo, as president, I'm kind of surprised that she got the three nominations. I remember when I posted the story and on Facebook, there were a lot of critics of Hope Solo, given her off the field problems, with domestic violence, and some of the things that occurred. Her speaking out as the U.S. women's goalkeeper too. I'd be surprised if she really registered high in the election, quite frankly.
But one of the things, I mean, everybody has a skeleton in the closet. Certainly, you know, her has been publicized. I wonder how many skeletons all the other candidates have that going to be brought to life. I would think her character would be conducive to, and I'm somewhat partial because, you know, I think that she got guts. I think that she's outspoken. And I think that's what you need, and she knows soccer anyway. She knows the players.
Yep. I just want to let everybody know, Red Bulls were just drawn. They're drawing everybody out of pot one for some reason. They're not doing pot two yet. The Red Bulls were drawn on the opposite side of the bracket as Tigres and Club America. So that's a good draw, Michael, so far for the Red Bulls. They're avoiding two of the big guns from Mexico in the bracket.
Especially early on. I mean, if you're good, you're going to have to play the best later on. But all you want to do right now is survive. And because MLS teams traditionally have a problem of not doing well in the knockout rounds of the Champions League because they start, they start their season so late. So if the team can get their act together in the first knockout round, and then start, I can't say getting into mid-season form, but getting into better form, they have a better chance of playing well against either a Mexican or a Central American side. And we all know who they are. They're the usual suspects, and it would be very, very difficult to overcome.
And this, and in this draw, we're going to know the whole knockout stage. You're not going to. There's no redraws here. So FC Dallas was drawn in the same side of the bracket as Club America and Tigre. So I guess that's good. They're going to draw a big crowd probably for the FC Dallas home match, but that's not a good draw for them to advance into a potential semifinal or final. We're seeing where Tijuana is drawn in the same. So Michael, looks like the Red Bulls could be playing Club Tijuana in the round of eight if both teams advance. Very interesting. Long trip for both clubs if that's the case.
I think the Red Bulls would be more than delighted to be in the round of eight, or the Elite Eight quarterfinals, whatever you want to call it. I think they would love to be in that type of situation, given their history.
Right, we don't,
of course,
again, we don't know who
they might
they're
be
playing.
A revamped team. There's been reports about Sasha Kolesin being shopped around to various teams. LAFC has been interested in him. You have to remember, Kolesin did play for Bob Bradley way back in 2006 with Chivas USA. So we'll see what happens with that. But
Toronto FC
Go on, I'm sorry.
Toronto FC has just been drawn into the Mexican side of the bracket. They would play in the round of eight against one of the Mexican teams, Tigres, I believe. So not a good draw for Toronto FC. They're definitely in the harder side of the bracket. So the last two teams to be drawn is Chivas, which is just drawn, and they're going to be on the Red Bull side of the bracket, and they will play Seattle in the round of eight if it works out that way. So very interesting. Looks like the Red Bulls have a good draw, and Toronto FC does not. So we'll see how that works out. Michael, we have to go. So, again, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to you and your family, and we'll talk to you on next Tuesday's special Boxing Day show.
Great. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And same to you, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. And a happy new year, even though we'll say it again next week.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. We'll wrap up the show next here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
It's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I remember this. Back in the old days, the Eddie Meads Show on Channel 10. This is the theme song, My Favorite Things by Herb Alpert. Of course, Bob D'Angelo, the master of the bumper music, spinning all the tunes here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcar Sirianni. And Joe, that's going to about do it for the show. But we certainly have a lot of people who want to wish Merry Christmas to.
Certainly, first of all, to all our sponsors, because without them, you know, there would be no show. Secondly, to the family at the WYSL. Excuse me. And to all the people that listen to our show, thank you very much. Remember, we'll be back after Christmas for the 2-hour show. And we thank you for tuning us in.
That's right. We want to wish Merry Christmas, of course, to the Rochester Rhinos, the Lancers, the Lady Lancers, and all the soccer fans out there. Wish all of you a very happy holiday season, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas. And again, we'll have our next show. We'll be on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. We'll be from 6 to 8 p.m., 2 hours, and we'll have lots of guests, lots of discussion, and certainly a lot to talk about as we prepare for 2018. And I want to thank Bob Savage for coming on, talking about Kevin Meath. And again, WYSL1040.com for more information on the GoFundMe for Kevin Meath's family. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo. Be with us again next Tuesday at 6 o'clock for our 2-hour year-end wrap-up show. Are on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.